You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
When AI comes for your career. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty Carino. This week, we're exploring what it looks like when generative AI comes to work in our series, AI on the Job. We've talked about how tools like chatbots are making some workers better at their jobs. But what would it mean for this technology to completely take over some work? That was a real fear for Carrie Harrison, a UK-based copywriter we heard from last episode, after she learned of an early AI system that her clients were using to generate email subject lines back in 2017.
And I just remember thinking, oh my goodness, like, what does this mean for me as a writer? And perhaps my days are numbered.
That's when she started learning how to use AI in her work and now trains and consults other copywriters and businesses interested in using tools like ChatGPT. She says it's helped mostly with basic tasks like creating an outline or getting over writer's block. But when it comes to work like creating original ad campaigns,
it just can't do that because everything it creates is a regurgitation, as it were.
But having AI do the basics is enough for some.
I've spoken to people who are using these tools to write their blogs and to write their newsletters, and they're happy with that outcome.
And it's already enough for some employers, even deep-pocketed ones like Disney. The studio recently confirmed it relied on AI to generate much of the opening credit art for its new Marvel Disney Plus show, Secret Invasion. Some copywriters have also lost contract gigs or been laid off due to AI outsourcing, according to recent reporting in the Washington Post. But these tools could make creative workers more productive, says Bill Swartout, a professor of computer science at the University of Southern California. He compares generative AI's introduction to when calculators became a widespread and cheap tool.
It removes the drudgery and allows you to focus on the higher level concepts that you're supposed to be learning.
Swartout is also co-director of the university's forthcoming Center for Generative AI and Society. He says one of the center's goals is to help students learn how to utilize these tools creatively.
We're preparing people to work out in the world eventually, and they will be going out into a world where ChatGPT definitely exists.
Holly Willis, professor at USC's School of Cinematic Arts and co-director of the school's new AI center, says she's sensing mixed feelings from some students about these tools.
Both an excitement about the possibilities creatively and, you know, will the skills that I'm building in my studies right now be relevant when I graduate?
As for Carrie Harrison, she thinks people, especially in her line of work, should at least try these tools out. But keep in mind that
this isn't a silver bullet, whatever anyone says. There's still issues with it.
And in tomorrow's episode, we'll meet some of the people who say these tools are helping to supercharge their work in our week-long series, AI on the Job. Carrie Harrison's marketing work includes some AI-inspired campaigns from before generative AI was all the rage. That includes AI-designed recipes for cupcakes, ice cream, and cocktails. And actually, generating cocktail recipes is something these newer chatbots are pretty good at, according to a recent piece in The Atlantic. Partly because there's no real correct way to make a mixed drink, unlike, say, with baking, where precision and technique are super important. Creating a cocktail recipe really is about experimenting with what does and doesn't work. and a predictive text generator like ChatGPT has probably ingested enough recipes to easily find patterns in ingredients and which ones go well together. Thanks, of course, to all the work human mixologists have already done. To give you an example, we asked ChatGPT to create a cocktail recipe inspired by marketplace tech. The chatbot suggested a drink called the Tech Innovation Fizz, a play on a gin fizz without the egg whites and with some special additions like lavender and elderflower liqueur, which it said made for a, quote, refreshing and engaging drink, just like the show itself. If you're interested in trying that out, the recipe is on our website, marketplacetech.org. Though, as The Atlantic piece points out, you may want to be careful with the garnish suggestions. It gets a little too creative. And like many AI outputs, chatbot cocktail recipes probably could use some fine-tuning. So if you try it and have any feedback, you can email us at mptech, all one word, at marketplace.org. Daniel Shin reported and produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.